You are listening to a message from First Baptist Hall. We hope this message challenges you and encourages you, and you can use this as a resource to grow closer to Jesus Christ. For more information about our church, check out fbchalton.org or follow us on social media at fbchalton.
So where I want us to look at tonight is Psalm 127. So if you don't mind turning there, and then a lot of our prayer time tonight, I want us to pray for our kids and grandkids. School is kicking back up this week, if you've been on social media, you have seen a lot of the craziness that's gone on with school and masks, no masks, vaccine, no vaccine. And I'll just be honest with you, my wife's in education, administration, and the right is just as frustrating to me as the left on all of this stuff. And so from my perspective, in the home that I live in with an educator, I want us to have this thought and idea of what our kids are heading back into. And tomorrow on campuses across Houghton and Bossier into campus. We talked about this, and we'll briefly mention it Sunday, but a few years ago there was a lawsuit that in Bossier Parish that really limited the Christian influence or what Christian educators can do and say in the classroom. And a lot of us didn't like that. We're up in arms, disagreed with it, and all of those things. Because for years, the Sunday before school would start, I would line up all of our educators across this altar and say, "Hey, if you coach, you teach, you work in the cafeteria, drive a bus, you're a secretary, you're a counselor, you're administrator, whatever, you come down forward front, and we're going to pray over you because tomorrow you're heading into the mission field." And man, we prayed over them, and I felt really, really good about it. And then God showed me something in the midst of that lawsuit a few years ago, that it's not our educators who are the missionaries, it's our students who are the missionaries. It's the students that have the freedom to say anything that they want to say. It's our students who aren't being paid by the Bossier Parish School Board or Caddo School Board. They have the freedom to speak, to share, to witness, to do any of that. And we have oftentimes commissioned the wrong people when it's the students that we should be praying over and commissioning, that they would go out and be the light on campus for their teachers, for their fellow classmates, and all of those things. So we'll do that Sunday. We'll have our students down front. And we'll pray over them specifically in our 11 o'clock service, but we will in our 9:30 as well. But anyway, those are all the thoughts that God just had in my heart this week. And so Psalm 127 has been the place that just kind of the Lord's had me. So if you've got a copy of the Bible, why don't you read with me these verses? Let me give you a couple of thoughts, and then we'll get into our prayer time. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. So what's the author here saying? That a lot of our physical effort is futile unless God's in the midst of it, right? We don't have the capacity to be the watchman. God's the watchman. God's the one who controls all things. We see a lot of, in verse 1, the sovereignty of who God is, his strength, his sovereignty, his control, his authority over things. And unless God builds the house, unless God's the foundation of our home, then we build it in vain. And the same with the watchman. Look at what it says. It's vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep. Now, that's a great thought in verse 2. When you think of verse 1, that he's the authority, he's in control, he's the one that's watching, he's the one that is sovereign over all things, he's the builder. And then in verse 2, it says that because of his control, his people have peace. They sleep in peace at night. Isn't that incredible? That God's the one that's watching while we sleep. I heard somebody say this before. We trust in the Lord with everything, with our salvation, with the joy that we have in our life, with our children. Well, maybe not so much with our children. We fret over our children a lot. We have fear. We fret. Are they going to make the best decision? And we fret and think and worry and anxious about their health. I remember when the boys were born, we'd carry them home, and we had the bassinet beside our bed. And there were times at night when they weren't making a sound, and I thought, have they stopped breathing? You know? And I want to put a mirror under their nose and see if they'd fog that thing up. And sometimes I'd shake it to just make sure they were sleep, they were, you know, still breathing. And then in your mind you think, man, if we can get past the age of SIDS, right? Where there's not that fear of them dying in their sleep, and just as a parent, and then you almost said, you know, maybe if we can get past some certain fears of ours as they grow as toddlers, and get past maybe some of this thought of choking or childhood illnesses, you know, some of those things that aren't developmental, but things that, you know, that children end up with, and as a child or as a parent, you become fearful over your children. And then they start driving. And then you really start praying when they drive. They start driving to school. They start working a job. And they start dating. And they're driving at night. And they're driving out there with some of y'all who drive worse than they do. And so you're just fearful. Everything about it. And then you ship them off to college. Are they going to make the right choices? Are they going to do the right things? And so we trust in a lot of things. But oftentimes we're afraid and fearful when it comes to our kids, and we try to control and we try to protect and we try to do all this. I heard somebody say this. Well, you trust God with everything else. Why do you worry about your children? If he is the one that's in control, you should be able to sleep at night because God's awake watching. Isn't that something? That's what the writer here is moving us into, this thought not only of our life, our home, our family, but in verse 3, he's going to really kind of focus it in on the next generation that we raise. Look at what he says in verse 3. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate. Now, I preached this on a Father's Day several years ago, and I just got to rolling and reading and got really quick, and where it says fruit of the womb, I said fruit of the loom. And I'll tell you how immature the people are that I work with. You know, is it my one mistake I've made in 20 years. And I showed up to staff meeting that next Tuesday, and there were underwear everywhere in our meeting room. Big bowl of fruit in the center of the on the table. I walked out to my truck. And There was the largest pair of men's underwear I've ever seen in my life hanging off of my mirror on my truck. Just absolutely childish is what these people are that you've hired to serve and to equip you for ministry. And so, anyway, has nothing to do with this passage, but just a light spot. Children are of the fruit of the womb is a reward. He gives us this picture. Watch this. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Can you see what he's showing us, that God's given us as parents the responsibility to raise up the best baseball players in the world? He's given us the responsibility to raise up the next beauty queens. He's given us the responsibility of raising up gamers and adults who'll never leave our home and they'll stay. God, no, God just said, like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Arrows are never meant for the quiver. Our house is the quiver. Arrows are made to be launched. Arrows are made to be shot. That's the thing that God's had on my mind as we just shot one out of the bow this week. This picture of the warrior's hand in verse 4. Like arrows in the hand. The hand is a symbol of strength. It's showing us the archer's strength, the importance of the strength of the archer, the strength of the parents. It's not physical strength. It's spiritual strength. And so for you and I to be able to launch arrows out into this world who are going to make an impact, watch, an impact in this world for the gospel, then those who are launching them out, the warriors of the house, the archers of the home, the ones who are raising them up, are called to be strong, spiritually strong, to lead, to pastor, to pray over them, to teach them the truth. It's our responsibility as parents, grandparents, to raise those children up so when they're launched out into this world, they make an impact, not in their bank account, but they make an impact for the kingdom of God. That's what God's given us children for, to raise them up to make an impact in the kingdom, for the kingdom of God in this world. But arrows, you know, you see the strength of the warrior, the strength of the archer, but then arrows have to be straight. In order to hit the target, arrows have to be straight. But I want you to know something. Our arrows in our life, they don't come straight. Listen, sticks aren't arrows. You need to write that one down. Sticks aren't arrows. Sticks are not straight. Now, sticks become arrows. You have to have a stick to make an arrow. But sticks aren't arrows. Your children aren't born arrows. They have to be made straight. They have to be made to be able to be fired out into it. It's our responsibility as the warriors to make sure that when they... That's the thing God's been on me. Have we done well getting them straight? They're born bent. They're born crooked. Sticks aren't arrows, but they become arrows. An arrow is only as good as strong as it is. And so we have to be strong, and they have to be straight, and then we have to aim. We have to aim. Look what it says. Happy is the man who has a quiver full of them. they shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gates. Our responsibility as warriors, men, women, parents, who have children, grandparents, who have grandchildren, who are investing in the next generation, our responsibility is to straighten them so that they can speak with their enemies at the gates. You see, when they leave our house, they're going to be confronted with the enemy. That they cannot cower to the enemy. When our kids leave our house and go to school tomorrow, what we have to have been spiritually strong enough to take that what God had given us that was crooked to straighten them so that when they head off and out into this world, as they're young, they head out and they come back. They head out and they come back. They're more like a boomerang than an arrow. They head out and they come back. But ultimately, they're shot out like an arrow and so that they can meet the enemy and not be afraid of the enemy. This world is filled with the enemy. It's going to come in a lot of, he'll come in a lot of different forms. Satan has a lot of tactics in his belt. The enemy's come against you and I. It comes against our marriages. It comes against our raising. It comes against our testimony. The enemy is going to come against a lot of things. But we have to raise up our children so when they leave that they can go and fight in confidence against the enemy. There's always that in the back of your mind, right? Did I? Golly. When you drive away from college, you wonder, did we get him straight enough? You know? But just as we're fearful when they're little babies, if they're still breathing, I think as parents we're fearful of whether or not we did well enough for the decisions they'll make as they become adults. But here's the deal. The God of Israel never sleeps or slumbers. He's the one that sees as in control. And so because of that, guess what you and I can do?
Thanks for listening. If you want more information about FBC Houghton, check us out on our website at fbchoughton.org or follow us on social media at FBC Houghton.